What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It for Giving Hearts Day, we're doing our Giving Hearts Day spotlights. We have individuals with the Victory Christian School and St. John's Academy in Jamestown. We have Vicky Combs. And we have Jeff Trombauer and Vicky and Jeff. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, thank you guys for taking time. I appreciate the chance to talk to you, your organizations, and what we're doing for Giving Hearts Day, a huge fundraising day for organizations in North Dakota and Northwestern Minnesota here on February 10th. We can start here with Vicky from Victory Christian Schools. And Vicky, tell us a little bit about the schools and your participation here in Giving Hearts Day.
Well, Victory Christian School is a nonprofit. And it's a mission arm of the Victory Lutheran Church. And we offer a Christian education to kiddos from pre-K through fifth grade. Our emphasis is helping each child unleash their potential in Jesus Christ. And so this nonprofit is an arm in the community to help kids to have a school choice.
And has been around for?
It's been around since 2008 when we had just a pre-K and then we added kindergarten. And in 2016, we added K through fifth grade.
So it's been expanding a little bit, which
it
is exciting.
It has.
So operating as a nonprofit, you rely on donations and things of the sort and Giving Hearts Day participate for these past couple of years too.
Yes, this is our third year in Giving Hearts and we raise funds for lots of things to help parents so that they can afford Christian education. Without that, the tuition would be pretty high. So, and the Victory Lutheran Church is a great help in offering us our utilities and the building. And so that's all a part of the nonprofit.
For sure. So now those who don't know about Giving Hearts Day, these organizations, they connect with different individuals, donors, and they have, they do some fundraising as well beforehand to reach a matching fund goal. And I believe you have a matching fund as well.
Yes, we have a $5,000 matching fund that was given from one family.
Very cool. And so that means donations up to $5,000 will be matched. So a $10 donation turns into 20 and it just really helps out that much more.
Yes.
And now Vicky, Victory Christian School actually has something going on that day too to kind of celebrate.
Yes, we're having a family night where we're going to have a spaghetti feed and then we're going to do an escape room and a cookie walk and do things, activities for the kids, bingo, and have a fun night.
Beautiful. So again, that's February 10th. We have Jeff Trombauer and Vicky Combs joining us today on Let's Talk About It. Jeff, we can swing over to you with St. John's Academy. You are the principal over there and Giving Hearts Day. I know you and I have talked about that a few times. St. John's has been participating in that for a few years.
Yeah, we have. And it's really become a major pillar in our annual fundraising plan for the school year. And, you know, the proceeds from this event, just like Vicky said, entirely benefit our students and our teachers. This is how we keep tuition costs affordable for our families. This is how we retain our teaching staff with reasonable salaries. We'd like to pay more. But, Giving Hearts Day does a lot of great work in helping us accomplish both of those goals.
Absolutely. And matching funds and obviously raising money to keep those costs low for these families.
Right. Yeah. And we're very blessed. And this year we have over 40,000 in matching gifts from the Knights of Columbus and Dr. Tom and Joyce Roulon and Cliff and Val, or in memory of Val. And, so we're very appreciative of that. And we're hoping that by the end of Giving Hearts Day that we can reach our goal of 80,000 for the day.
That is amazing. What a lofty goal, but absolutely possible with different donations. And I do want to encourage anybody listening right now, if they want to make a donation, they don't have to limit it to one organization. We have, of course, Vicky and Jeff both here, but there's a bunch of different participating organizations. Lots of things happening in our community. And we should, I guess, point out too, what is going on at St. John's Academy. You guys have a kind of some fun things planned over the day too.
Yeah, we do. It's an all day event for us. And it's going to kick off in the morning with coffee and donuts. Anybody that wants to join us beginning 7:30, I think we'll be ready for them at 7:30 and continue through the morning, probably 7:30 to 8:30 with coffee and donuts. And then on our social media, we'll be posting just a variety of things. throughout the day, providing updates and talking about our sponsors and how Giving Hearts is going for us, and kind of sharing some of the things that take place at St. John's Academy. And later in the evening, we're going to have a Burgers and Bingo event, and that's open to anyone in the public that wants to come. Free will offering for the meal, and it's really not about raising funds at that time. It's more of us saying thank you to everyone that assisted us on Giving Hearts Day.
Giving Hearts Day, February 10th, a 24-hour day of giving, and I believe they were able to schedule donations as well leading up to that point, which is exciting. And not just limited to online donations, I'm sure they can come to these organizations and write checks as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. They can schedule a gift in advance, and I think you can find that information again on our Facebook page or on our website, how to go about that, or deliver checks in person. We'd love to see you if you can make it, either to Donuts and Coffee or throughout the day or at the Burgers and Bingo event in the evening.
GivingHeartsDay.org, the website, if you do want more information. But of course, reach out to both Vicky or Jeff if they have questions about the organization, or where can I bring my donation, how can I help if they want to do that. Vicky and Jeff, anything else you'd like to add about Giving Hearts Day or your respective organizations?
Well, you can just go to victorychristianschool.org, and there's a link there that you can go on, and you can stop by the school anytime.
Okay, Jeff?
Yeah, just a word of thanks to everyone that has contributed to St. John's Academy and the other organizations as well. This has become a tremendously successful event to and for nonprofits throughout our region. And every year, I'm just touched to see how generous people are and their support of these different organizations that are working entirely for the benefit of others. So we're very thankful. We hope that, of course, we meet our goal. Gifts of all sizes, are appreciated, from the dollar gift to the bigger gifts. So we just want to say thank you and hope you'll join us in some capacity on Thursday.
All right. There you go. Again, Thursday, February 10th, Giving Hearts Day. And Jeff and Vicky, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Warren.